Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Life.
Love. And health.
I'm Christopher Springman, and you're listening to a special edition of Life, Love, and Health for the Society of Toxicology. Where are you going to be this upcoming March 10th through the 14th? Well, I assume at the Society's 52nd annual meeting in San Antonio, Texas, and you'll be in great company, including that of our next two guests. And both are featured presenters. They are Dr. Laura Plunkett, PhD, President of Integrative Biostrategies, a health and environmental sciences consulting firm based in Houston. Dr. Plunkett, it's nice to have you here.
Yes, hello, thank you.
And Dr. Erica Bruce, PhD of the Department of Environmental Science at Baylor University in Waco, Texas. Dr. Bruce, a pleasure to have you here.
Thanks for having us.
The two of you are doing a regional special interest session entitled Toxicological Challenges in Food Production in Texas and the Gulf Coast. Please tell me, what are the toxicological challenges that you will be discussing?
Christopher, what we're going to really focus on are toxicological challenges that are related to protecting human health, the health of consumers who ingest foods that are produced in Texas and along the Gulf Coast, and the health of workers who are responsible for food production here in Texas. As you know, Texas is a large producer of meat, seafood, fresh fruit, vegetables. Those are consumed locally. Those are also shipped nationally. And in the case of seafood production, the recent contamination of the Gulf waters from the BP oil spill has been an impact to the seafood production from the Gulf Coast. Microbial contamination as well is often sort of an underappreciated concern with seafood safety, as well as safety of fresh fruits and vegetables that can be deadly.
Now, even though this is a regional special interest session, I can only imagine that this would have tremendous cross appeal to folks outside of your region, Texas and the Gulf Coast.
That's correct. That's correct. We have appeal for, as I mentioned, sort of on a national level, in that there are places all over the United States that are producing certain types of fruits and vegetables, meats. We do have a nice case study that illustrates some of these issues with the recent BP oil spill, and that will be one of the speakers will be focusing on that during the session as well.
For either of you, can you mention just a couple of the strengths and weaknesses of the current regulations?
This is Dr. Plunkett, and I'd like to address that. For most of the people attending the meeting, they will be aware of the fact that there was a new Food Safety Act legislation passed 2 years ago. And what's interesting about that act is it gives FDA, for the first time, some new authority to become much more proactive in the way that we're going to be ensuring compliance with our food safety regulations. So they're going to have a lot more authority and be able to act more quickly than they did before. So now FDA's role is going to shift. Instead of just responding to episodes, they're actually going to be able to hopefully prevent some of these serious episodes where people have actually died after being exposed to contaminated food.
Well, tell me, how does this change in the FDA's role impact your roles?
Well, as a toxicologist,
I think what we're hoping for this session is that attendees from Texas and from the rest of the United States will get a better understanding of the types of challenges faced in food production in terms of both consumer and worker safety, and with different parts of the country being specific producers of different crops and different seasons, we hope that the attendees will have an appreciation for the need to fully enact the new food safety regulations that Dr. Plunkett just spoke about.
I should think that what happens in Texas and the Gulf Coast does not necessarily stay there to parody the old Las Vegas line, but rather it moves nationally very, very quickly. Is that a fair assumption on my part?
That would be correct. And we ship lots of produce and fruit and meats and definitely seafood to other parts of the United States from the Texas Gulf Coast and vice versa, depending on the season and the crop. So this is an issue that is sort of mobile in that it does the food and the products that we're specifically talking about do move nationally.
Let's discuss how food safety is being currently regulated in the Gulf Coast. I will address this question to both of you.
Well, this is Dr. Plunkett. Let me start there just because I do this on a daily basis. But it really the answer to your question is it's not simple. It really depends on the type of product that you're talking about. And that's because there is a variety of federal agencies. It's not just FDA. There's others that are involved. So, for example, with meat, it's the U.S. Department of Agriculture that takes the lead, whereas for fruits and vegetables, EPA takes the lead. Looking at pesticide product safety and whether or not there's residues of pesticides. Whereas if you talk about the products you buy in the supermarket on your shelf, FDA takes the lead. So it really depends upon, you know, where the product is in the consumer stream, market stream, and whether or not you're talking about regulating it at the level of the farm or at the level of the grocery store.
I should think that meeting in person with all the players literally under one roof is extremely helpful and really brings to life these regs and roles. Is that true?
I think that's true, Christopher. And one of the great things is that we all have a different perspective depending on either what agency you're from or what line of research you're from. So this is an opportunity for us to look at everyone's perspective who happens to have a stake or who is an active stakeholder in food production and food safety. So it is a great opportunity for those groups to interact.
My understanding is that you will also have a case history on shellfish. Why is this important?
Let me speak to that because that's something that I've actually worked on here. The issue with shellfish is important because it's not just an issue of what everybody first thinks about, which is whether or not there's chemicals in the water. Actually, the issues with shellfish are broader than that. For example, if the water's too hot, there's microbial contamination issues. So when we have a very hot summer, the climate change issues, that's going to impact seafood safety. Whether or not there are proper controls on the way that the dredging is done, those can affect seafood safety in the areas where you have the oyster beds or the clam beds. So all of these things with seafood safety and shellfish in particular are broader than just the issue of chemical contamination. And when you think about Society of Toxicology, that's what people focus on. But this issue or this case study is going to talk more broadly than that and talk in general about all of the impacts on ensuring that safe shellfish show up on your table.
In addition to doing the regional special interest session entitled Toxicological Challenges in Food Production in Texas and the Gulf Coast, I would suspect the two of you are probably looking forward to other sessions. Can you give me some ideas to where you're going to show up?
One of the other regional special interest sessions that we're also going to be involved with this year is an assessment of environmental, dietary, and biological risk factors impacting liver cancer incidence in Texas. So we're going to be focused very specifically on liver cancer incidence, actually right at home with this meeting this year in and around the San Antonio, Texas area. So that'll be another session that'll be very interesting.
Why don't you give me some of the backstory on that? What is your motivation for doing this? Has something occurred to motivate you or motivate the creation of this session?
Yeah, so there is a large group of research that's looking at increasing incidence of primary liver cancer in Texas as a result of multiple risk factors, and those include environmental and dietary exposures to certain carcinogens, as well as some biological factors such as, for example, hepatitis C infection. Texas, in particular, has the highest liver cancer mortality rate in the United States, affecting the Hispanic portion of the population most acutely.
Our guests have been Dr. Laura Plunkett, PhD, President of Integrative Biostrategies, a health and environmental sciences consulting firm in Houston. Dr. Plunkett, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And Dr. Erica Bruce, PhD of the Department of Environmental Sciences, Baylor University in Waco, Texas. Dr. Bruce, it's been a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you for having us.
I'm Christopher Springman for the Society of Toxicology.